Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Sabina Miller. And we're moving along now with another guest, Joanna Leifer, and I have in my hand Almost Like Home, a family guide to navigating the nursing home maze. And it truly is a maze because I hear it all the time.
It definitely
from so
is.
Many different people that they don't know. In fact, we were at a meeting 2 weeks ago, something with the town, and then it came up that the person had no idea, and she wound up going into one and didn't realize that the one that she went into was short-term, fortunately.
Rehab,
mm-hmm. But it was rehab within a facility.
Within a larger facility,
right. But mm-hmm. The whole thing was it didn't work for her, that particular one.
Mm-hmm.
And nevertheless, it was now if you went in there for the rest of your life, that'd be a worse. So how did this book come about, Joanna? And then we'll talk about the book because the concept is unbelievable.
Okay. Well, I'm a senior care advisor and advocate.
Okay.
I have both professional and personal experience. I took care of my parents in their last years of life.
Okay.
And understood or began to realize how confusing the whole situation was. In addition, I worked for the foremost advocacy organization for the elderly in New York for 5 years. That organization was called FRIA, which stood for Friends and Relatives of Institutionalized Aged. It had started in 77, shortly after the big Bernard Bergman scandal. I don't know if you all, most people here are pretty young, but suddenly found out that this particular nursing home was leaving its residents in squalor.
Wow.
They weren't being changed. They weren't being fed. They were getting bed sores. So suddenly there was this realization that nursing homes had to be followed a lot more. And FRIA was formed. It was operating for 35 years, but in 2010 had to close its doors due to lack of funding.
Okay.
But I continued to go on. So I know a lot about long-term care, particularly nursing home care, because I know all the background information. So I decided people need to know about this. And I put together my book, Almost Like Home, because I wanted people to understand that the steps going into looking for a nursing home and an understanding that it's just not a medical institution. You're looking for a place that's going to be a replacement for home. It's not going to be your home,
right,
but it's almost like home.
Just let's go to the point where mom or dad definitively has to go into a home.
Right.
Okay, you're at the point, home or stay at home,
mm-hmm.
and bring 24-hour service in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the first thing that the adult children, assuming there's going to be adult children, are going to make this decision with the parent? What are the first couple of steps?
Okay. Well, first of all, most people don't think ahead.
Okay.
That's the first thing. Most of the time when a person has to go into a nursing home, it's a snap decision. A person enters a hospital and suddenly finds they can't go home. So the decision is very fast, usually within 5 days.
Okay.
So people usually don't make good decisions because they're under a lot of stress. They're very emotionally wrought. And as a result, they make bad decisions.
Excuse me, does your book give any advice to the family who's putting the person in the home about their own emotional adjustment? For instance, they feel guilty, but if you say to them, if they're in a facility, there'll be other people for them to talk to. I go to work, you're alone all day. You'll have other people to talk to. Your meals will be prepared. To make the caregiver feel better?
That's an interesting question. I don't think anybody's ever going to
feel
thrilled about going into a nursing home.
No, they don't have to feel thrilled, but you can ease the pain a little.
Possibly. Actually, I think this is a point where we should discuss. There's two different types of living. There's an assisted living, a residential care, and there's a nursing home care. Assisted living is where people go, usually voluntarily, because they know they're going to need more care.
But that's altogether different.
Right, exactly. So most people plan for that. Nursing
yes.
home care is when suddenly you find you're too ill,
yeah.
and most people go into a nursing home from a hospital.
Right.
As a matter of fact, it's you be in a hospital 3 days and you can get into a nursing home. So most of the time, it isn't something that somebody decides to do. It's something that has to be done. And nobody wants to go in. But yes, there are some positives. You have skilled care there all 24 hours. You get your meals. You get your room taken care of. It's almost like concierge service, I guess. You know, your beds are made up.
Laundry.
Your laundry's done. You get you have recreation. You're with other people. And actually, that is a very, very big part of being in a nursing home. A lot of people, I heard you talking before about being at home alone. People really deteriorate mm-hmm. when they're on their own. Mm-hmm. They have no one to talk with, nobody, no stimulus. Nursing homes often allow that because there are a lot of activities that go on, and there's often an interchange between either the staff and the resident and the other residents. So there can be some positive parts about it. It's hard to convince somebody of that, but there are people who go into nursing homes and find it more positive than being at home.
Yesterday, my grandson graduated from pre-K. He's four.
Wow.
But congratulations. Thank you. But where the graduation took place was in the nursing home. They didn't do it in the school. They went to the nursing home in the neighborhood, and all the seniors were there with the parents for the children, but people who had no idea, the beaming faces, is all these little guys, there was 12, 13, whatever it was, as they all walked in, some with ties, some, and there, because I had no idea, I went to the school, and my daughter said, no, Dad, it's at the nursing home, which is down the block. Try to do things. The nursing homes, these men and women, you know, some in wheelchairs, some, you know, in different levels of capacity,
right.
if that's the word, mm-hmm. were just beaming. And, you know, the kids are waving to them and all this other stuff. So if you're home by yourself, you didn't get that stimuli. That stimuli yesterday was just amazing for so many people.
You'll get it at a good one. I went in for 14 years as an ombudsperson, and I got the high school kids in the summer to come over and make a barbecue. And one man's daughter said to me, "You're going to give my father a hot dog? That's going to kill him." I said, "One hot dog's not going to kill him, and he can have a hamburger, you know." But it was something for them to do. They got outside, they got attention, and as I say, they're not sitting home alone.
Exactly. Actually, this comes to a good point. For a long time, people have always assumed that nursing homes are just institutions. They're for the medical care. When actually, now there is a trend towards turning nursing homes more into resident-friendly homes.
Okay.
There is a trend that's going on now called culture change. Before, when we used to think about nursing homes, we would think of them as medical institutions where people are patients.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the residents are overseen by the staff. The staff comes in at 6:30, wakes them up, 7 o'clock, it's breakfast, then the entertainment. They're in bed before 8.
Right.
Culture change is changing, is shifting the whole emphasis to the resident. The resident can say to the staff, "Don't wake me till 10. I'm not a morning person." And the staff will help them get up, actually help them make breakfast. There are now ways that the floors are dividing up so you don't all go into this one massive dining room, but they have these by floor, they have these kitchen areas, and people can actually have things prepared to them or help
now,
prepare them.
Now, is that what we used to call a nursing home, or is that assisted living?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The culture change trend is now being introduced into nursing homes. It's
okay.
A whole different shift.
Okay.
It's now more the resident is having more control, and the staff is more serving the resident. It's a very exciting trend.
It's still a nursing home.
It's still a nursing home.
They're making it more home-like.
More home-like.
Versus
exactly.
More nursing institution-like.
And they will probably have floors where if you're bedridden or sick or cannot or don't want that kind of a day-to-day existence, they probably have medical floors.
Right, yeah.
And then
Right.
Each floor is designated differently.
Exactly.
That's great.
Exactly. Yes, it makes a very big difference because you begin to see that these people are no longer just patients. They still have a life. And that's, I think, one of the most important changes that are impacting nursing home care now.
Well, that's the stigma of years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, you went into a nursing home, it was like nobody cared for you. They just wanted to get you out of the house. And when you got into the home, nobody cared for you in the home. You just laid in the bed until you were ready to die.
Exactly. Exactly.
And, you know, that I know that's not what it is today. It really is. It's a place where even senior centers years ago, just like put mama or dad there, let them hang out for the day, do nothing. Now it's activity. I mean, people, because that percentage of the population is getting bigger and bigger. And town of North Hempstead, 65 and older in the town of North Hempstead is 25% of the population.
That's a big
now
amount.
They have a voice.
Exactly.
And my town just changed the name of the senior center because people were saying, you're going to the senior center? That's for old people. It's now called the social center.
The social center.
Right.
Very
and we can use the same stationery because social and senior both begin with an S.
Mm-hmm.
And the initials are
interesting.
On it.
Yeah. So very clever. Very clever.
But how, excuse me, how do you find if mama's sick or papa's sick and they, you know, and I have to go to work and I don't want them alone all day, how do I find a good nursing home?
That's a good question. There are steps to take. First of all, you really have to assess what your loved one's needs are, your mom or dad's needs are.
You know what we're going to do? As opposed to commencing this now, we're going to go into the break a little earlier because this is important and I don't want to break it up in the middle with a commercial. Okay, so we're listening here to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, with Joanna Leifer, who is the author of Almost Like Home. We'll be right back.